With me, please, to the book of James. The passage today is verses 9 through 11 of James chapter 1. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but let the rich brother glory in his humiliation, because as the flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass and the flower falls and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. When we have trials, they can be managed by four things. Maintain a positive attitude, have a surrendered will, engage in believing prayer, and today have an eternal perspective. One of the things that I learned, and some of you know that I'm not really great handy with my hands. I had a brother who was a brick mason. One was an electrician, one was a carpenter. No, one was a plumber and one was a carpenter. And they kind of had the idea that maybe I would be the electrician and we could have a construction company. My father did it all. But somehow, I didn't get those. It looked like too much work to me. I thought I'd get into the ministry where I could loaf. So I didn't have that knack for the mechanical things as my brothers did. My father loved to, he'd have men around and working. He did a lot of things besides preaching. And he would, when you're real little, he'd try to play a joke on you. Run, get me a left-handed screwdriver. Pop, I'm not that dumb. But that's a kind of thing. But I learned something. I learned that if you want to tighten pipe, you turn it clockwise. The right-handed thread in plumbing, all kind of plumbing had a right-handed thread. I was good at that. When I put the hose on, I turn it this way, you know, right-handed thread. And then I got married. I bought a mobile home. Actually, back in those days, it was a trailer. 25 feet long is a trailer. It's not a mobile home. Anyway, I bought one of those. And it had two tanks on the front. They were butane tanks. And so when I first took one off, tried to take one off, to take it down to get it filled up, turn it this way, of course. That's the way you turn. No, not with gas. They're trying to keep you from hooking water up to the gas pipe or the other way around. And so it's the other way, the left-handed thread. So I had known all about the right-handed thread. Now I got to learn a left-handed thread. You know, that kind of thing is what Jesus did. Jesus brought a lot of left-handed threads into our lives. You say, well, I want to sit at the head of the table. He said, okay, you want to do that? Sit back here. And then if they want you up there, they'll bring you up there. So if you want to get up there, you go back here. Strange. That's a left-handed thread. Jesus ate with sinners. That's not the right thing to do. And yet, one day, he's going to be the host of the greatest supper ever. No. He sat down with the sinners. Now he's going to be exalted to that marriage supper of the Lamb. He said to his disciples, if you want to be first among the disciples, you must first of all be a servant. Wait a minute. No, I want to be up here. No, go down here. You know. But I want to be the head one. No. Well, just be a servant. And then to stress that, one night, just before his crucifixion, the disciples were all in one room. They had come there to eat the Lord's table, to eat the Passover. And they all sat around and looked at each other. Who's going to wash the feet? No, nobody here to wash the feet. Not me. No, not me. I'm one of the head ones, you know. I want to sit on the right hand of Jesus in his kingdom. So Jesus got up, laid aside his outer garment, put a towel around him, and he washed the disciples' feet. Whoever would be first among you, let him be your servant. See? And then he says to them, you do the same to each other. Strange left-handed threads. He also taught that the way up is down. And he showed that by the incarnation. And that's what I have on the overhead here. The way up is down. What? If you want to go up, go down. That's what he said. And so in the incarnation, we read in Philippians chapter 2, he laid aside his being in the form of God first, being in the form of God, he laid aside his rights as God. Well, that's no way to get ahead. Lay aside all your rights. Doesn't matter. Don't push yourself. Don't try to gain. No, he laid aside all his rights. He became in the likeness of man. He, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death on a cross. Well, you can't get much lower than that. But remember, the way up is down. So he went down. Wherefore? See, because he has done all of this, wherefore God highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that every knee should bow of things in the earth, things in heaven, and things under the earth, heavenly, earthly, demonic, and every tongue should confess. And what are they going to confess? Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah? He is higher than he was. Now, you say, well, how can you be higher than God? Well, he now is Savior of mankind. He has a special place as Savior of the world that he didn't have before. And all of this is to the glory of God the Father. So he brought a left-handed thread, if you will. And James picked up on that in this passage. The lowly brother is going to exalt, is going to glory in his exaltation. What a strange thing to say. You're very poor, okay. You go around and exalt in all that you have. Well, that's the command. His command is to boast. Is it wrong to boast, you think? Well, it is if you're boasting about yourself, I think. Or maybe if you can back it up, it's not boasting. That's what a lot of the trash talkers say in the NBA. Now, hey, I can back it up, and I will. Well, but boasting we think of as bad. But he said boast. Not boasting in yourself, but boast in someone else. Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Boasting is fine, but boasting in something else. When Bruce called yesterday, I called him, I guess, and we were talking about the hymns, and I said, I got one. that last one, naught have I gotten but what I received. Sinner saved by grace. I would like to have gotten the other one that Goethe wrote, but we don't have that. But that's a good one. But and the words that caught my mind were, naught have I gotten but what I received. See? So it's okay for me to boast, look what I have. Why? Because God gave it to me. I haven't gotten a thing except what I received. Grace has bestowed it since I have believed. See? Boasting excluded, pride I abase, I'm only a sinner saved by grace. That's what we are. See? And so he says the command is that he is to boast. Boast in what God has done. Now his condition, you see, is lowly. He's poor. I take it the word can mean a lot of things, humble, unimportant, and so forth, but I take it poor because the other word is rich. It's contrasted with rich. So he's poor. As Yogi Bear would say, he's got a lot to be humble about. Let him boast, but not boast in being humble now, boast in all the things that he's going to have, see, with God. So why is he to boast? He's to boast because of his position. He has a high position. His exaltation, thinking not of him, of himself and what he has here on the earth, but he has a high position. What's his position? Well, one position is God's paying attention to him. Ever notice people who like to have attention paid to them? They will even go so far as to get bad attention. You know, they'll do things to make their parents pay attention to them, even if it's a little paddle. You're still paying attention. Well, God is paying attention to him. That's one good reason for him to boast, to rejoice. And God is preparing him for something better. Rejoice. Boast in your lowly position, or boast in what you're going to have, because God is the one who's going to give it to you. And of course, we mentioned before, and it bears repeating, Ephesians 1:3. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies where? In Christ Jesus. So some blessings are here and now, and some come later. You know? There's another song you probably old folks remember.